from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
We continue with our post-game coverage presented by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. And before we hear from head coach Luke Fickell, let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ohio State shuts out Wisconsin here today, 34-0. A couple of minutes ago, Mike Heller caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
With head coach Luke Fickell, the scoreboard is a measure. How do you measure beyond the scoreboard? And I know it's right after the game, but how do you look at those elements?
It's hard when you see zero up there. It's hard to find any other thing that you can measure. But, you know, there are some things. You know, there's some young guys that you're just going to have to continue to highlight and talk about. There's some guys that had to step up with more and more injuries that happened again today. But it's hard to get past when you have 60-some yards of total offense, you know. And that might have been before the last little drive there. But 0 points, today's game, there's just, you know, there's no way you're going to be successful. And so we got to find some ways.
One of the measures is how hard your guys play. A guy like Christian Allegro, who is hurt and goes back out there. I mean, you got guys that aren't going to stop.
Yeah, Christian broke his arm. Went in, got x-rays. They said he broke his owner, I don't know, something in his arm, and cast it up and said, well, let him see if he can play. And he played the rest of the first half, came in, casted it up a little bit more and went out and played the rest of the half. You know, a guy like Mason Posa went down in practice and they didn't let him practice on Wednesday. And he didn't miss a beat and filled in there. There's some guys, you know, Cooper Calla, there's some guys that are what you want and need. There's not enough of them yet.
Offensively, you referred to it, just not enough there with the 5 punts and an interception in the first half and just not able to keep your defense off the field.
Yeah, I mean it's like deja vu with the second series, I think it was, where you throw a ball and it's right in a guy's hand. I mean, you know, what do you say to Hunter? It's hard to be aggressive. It's hard to keep confidence when things like that happen. And they happen in games, and tips and overthrows are something we always talk about, but it just seems to be, you know, happening to us. And so that was one of those ones where I am proud that those guys, that you know, that there was a look that, you know, we've seen this before. But they kept battling, kept playing, and, you know, in particular the defensive guys.
Yeah, and after that interception, you kept them to a field goal on that drive to that point, that your defense stood up on that. And we talk about your team and what you guys are doing, but we all knew that's one hell of a team on the other sideline, and they were.
Well, I mean, that is probably as good a team as I've seen that I've coached against, and I just mean in preparing, just all the way around, you know, from defense and offense, skill level, talent level, and then the way they're playing. I mean, I think that their ability offensively, you know, to, if they need to, go in 12 and 13 personnel, but also, you know, put those wideouts out there and really take advantage of a lot of different things. And I know going into it, that was probably as good a team that I had seen on film since I can remember.
And then, Coach, this is a little bit of rinse and repeat, but how do you manage this now going on the road to Oregon? That's what you've got to do, but you don't get to do anything else other than go do it.
Nope. We'll have to come back in here tomorrow and find out who we got, who's available, and go back to work and practice. I mean, it's, you know, it's going to be a different type of game, but another team that's going to be incredibly talented with skill levels that, you know, that are, you know, unmatched across the board, that we're going to have to do a really good job. And, you know, there's things on both sides of the ball that, I mean, that we need to do to get better, you know, and we're going to have to find a way to do it with some different guys because, you know, we lost a few more today that that'll make it, you know, another challenge for us.
Luke, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Back to you, Matt.
All right, Mike. Luke, thank you very much. And that is real with other potential storylines swirling and the chatter, and that's real too. We get that. But first order of business for those guys is who's available to play. Mm-hmm. And that is a real issue right now with this team.
You look at the running back spot and, you know, obviously Allegro, he's going to be coming down. He's going to be probably in a lot of pain and trying to figure that part of it out. You just keep losing guys, and the quarterback position, you don't have that kind of figured out, and it makes it really tough. And Luke gets it. I mean, there's reality, and there's excuses, and there's the in between. And you know, unfortunately, we knew this schedule was going to get daunting, and it is, and it has been, and we have not responded in the way that I think everybody hoped we would be able to. And the test now is going to be out there, that stadium. That football team, they're not going to – I promise you this. They're not going to care who's out there. They're going to go play as hard as they can. Wisconsin's going to have to piece things together and try to find a way to go out there and be competitive.
And that Oregon team playing right now, they're in the first quarter at Rutgers. The Ducks are driving and leading the Scarlet Knights 7-3. Ohio State's a winner here today, 34-0. We'll have more of our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared to agree October 15th with arguments that the Voting Rights Act Section 2's majority-minority voting districts conflicted with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A decision is expected next year. Chief Justice John Roberts signaled that the court's 2023 Milligan precedent, a very similar case, may not apply to Louisiana versus Calais. Justice Kagan later pointed out that the court rejected several similar arguments by the state of Alabama defending its discrimination. Louisiana argued that the court-mandated majority-minority districts giving minority voters an equal chance to elect the candidate of their choice puts the state in a position to discriminate against other voters. Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett both voiced support for an endpoint to sunset such opportunity districts. The court's Jingles test, used to determine if a group qualifies for such a district, was also questioned by the conservative justices. In her opening argument, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund's Janae Nelson said that should the court strike down Section 2, it would be, quote, a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos. There are 148 VRA majority-minority districts in 28 states, according to Ballotpedia. We've linked a transcript of the arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs, don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
34-0, Ohio State defeats Wisconsin today as the Badgers shut out in consecutive weeks and heading out to Eugene next Saturday. Game time will be announced tomorrow. Is a tough day, but a fun weekend. You guys aren't done. You got some more visiting to do, right?
Yeah,
more
we'll
reminiscing
piece,
with the old teammates.
Sure, we'll piece together another night before everybody heads back out of town tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll find a way to have a good time. That would be my guess.
You think so?
You think so?
You guys are you guys slowing down? I mean, I'm hearing like a lot of responsible chatter here, and I'm finding that I'm finding it a little depressing.
That's kind of what I figured you would be. I know you're always kind of hoping I come in with maybe a little deeper voice and you know maybe a couple too many, but yeah, I think we've all started to realize, you know, especially those 93 guys. They're mid 50s now. You know, a lot of us are getting to that. 50, and so you're going to wind down a little bit, but you still, and that's what was fun about last night, you still can crank it up occasionally, and now we just got to pick our spots, and obviously this weekend for a lot of us, you know, getting to kind of just get back together, and got to give Jay one more pop for Wando's. You know, we were able to get down there. Thank you again, Jay. You're the best. But, yeah, we had just a wonderful time, and it's, you know, regardless, obviously the score and kind of where we're at is not where we want to be, but it's definitely great to have everybody back in town.
So, Jay, by the way, I'm too old to join these guys tonight, but since it's our broadcast, anything you want to do for the old guy, sometimes when he pops in. You know,
yeah, I think Jay will take care. You know,
he's a good dude.
He's a fantastic guy, and he gave a quip because I think he punted here for a day or two, and he thought that he could do, obviously, what Wes did on that great, you know, the highlight of the day, the punt,
Sean
fake
West,
punt
yes.
run. So, but, yeah, it's – you know, I think for everybody, again, I love the fact that so many of the 93 guys got back and all of the coaches. And, you know, you just never know. And we obviously lost Billy Ferrario a couple of weeks ago and Patterson. We lost her. So there's guys now, and you hope every time you get together, everybody's still here. But you just want to make sure you cherish every opportunity.
What do you think about those two guys? Pat O'Connor, Boomer, passed away here this summer, and just a lot of – the names for, I mean, you guys as players, but even those of us who are close to it, I mean, that's just, those are all big losses, hard losses. And I know guys last night were, you have a lot of laughs, but there's a lot of remembrance, too, of those guys. Mm-hmm. Bernie Wyatt as well, Brent Moss here in the last couple of years. So, it was great to see all of you guys together. It was fun for me to kind of be a fly on the wall and just watch you guys reminisce and hug and laugh and tell the stories. There's so much more than on the field. I mean, that's where we as fans take it in. But for you guys, man, it goes so far beyond that.
That's what makes this so special. And you just hope, you know, for your kids, you know, for everybody that they get. We, and Brooke said it during the broadcast, we're really blessed that we were during that time that we got to go through that brotherhood and the hard times to have the great times. We're really blessed, and you just hope that, you know, things circle back and everybody can have that same experience. We know we were really blessed to have ours.
All right. It was fun to have Brooks and Matt Davenport here with us. Wish we had something better to tell you about the result, but we don't. It was 34-0. Ohio State defeats Wisconsin here this afternoon. Our thanks to Patrick Herb, Mike Keller, Dave McCann, Aisha Jackson back at the network studio. There is much more post-game coverage to come as Bill Schmidt and Lance Allen, he's been everywhere. He's L.A. I don't know if he's on the phone, Zoom, or if he's here in person. That'd be really impressive. But anyway, those two guys will pick things up as our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers post-game show continues in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit fsc.com to learn more.
Hey, Badger fans. Fruit Club Lots of Mozza pizzas are your game day go-to. Loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and, of course, bombarded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings. Snag a za while taking in all the action at Camp Randall Stadium or enjoy a delicious Brew Pub pizza in the lovely confines of your own home. Plus, new this season to the Brew Pub lineup, the Brew Pub Patriot Pizza that gives back to local heroes through the Tunnel of Towers Foundation. Great pizza for a greater cause and available at your local grocery store.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
We're not adults, so just be there and, like, listen. I just want someone to yap to. And I just feel like I'll be fine, like, if someone just hears me talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk.
You're doing a really good job. And I don't think I tell you that enough. And I know sometimes we get into it, and it's just hard on both of us. But, you know, try to understand me more, and I'll try to do the same.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
We continue with the postgame show here from Camp Randall Stadium, high above Barry Alvarez Field, and the action on the field. Far from great for the home team for a second consecutive week. I'm Bill Schmid, joined alongside by Hollywood Lance Allen, fresh off a flight, back in the saddle again, back in the Matt LePay signature broadcast booth once again. And as we sit here watching this 34-0 loss, Lance, the number one team in the country, coming in, you could feel Ohio State's presence on film. I mean, they make you feel them throughout the game with their physicality. This defense is lauded, rightfully so, but the Badgers did get past midfield today, but for a second consecutive week, not only shut out on the scoreboard, but shut out on getting into the red zone. My goodness, here today.
Well, you talked about the defense, so I'll go offense. You know, Carnell Tate, look at that guy. I mean, look at their receivers. Mm. Look at the talent that they have. Guys that play on Sunday on a consistent basis. I know that the NFL now plays virtually every day of the week, but, you know, you know what I'm laying down.
Correct,
here.
Yes.
To a degree. And yeah, at first it was like, okay, they're kind of hanging around. And then all of a sudden, 17 points after the first quarter, and you're like, oh, boy. And then, once again, they're kind of hanging around. But unfortunately, Billy, it was one of those situations where, you know, they just couldn't get sustain a lot. I mean, when you have 235 passing yards in the first half to 49, you know, the 23 of 26 kind of stood out to me as far as passing. It was like, I think the guys brought it up, the infamous, you know, Hall of Fame Bowl where Mike Bobo couldn't miss, you know, Hines Ward and everybody else whole day.
Yes.
Literally had like 2-3 incompletions the whole day. But yeah, that was the problem was, you know, they have some very talented people making
big time
very big time plays. And then it just kind of wears you down from there.
And Julian Sayin was phenomenal here today, 36 of 42 for almost 400 yards, four scores. You mentioned the wideouts that he's throwing the ball to. And under some pressure, but I thought he really manipulated the pocket nicely. And after watching a number of Buckeye games, that was probably the best game he's played as the starter. Now, when looking at the Badger defense side of it, they kind of kick-started Ty Simpson's Heisman candidacy. Sayin is in that conversation here as well. But trying to make it a little bit more difficult on the passer, even though the numbers wouldn't indicate it, I did think the Badgers applied some pressure up front, just didn't do enough on the back end to be able to keep him under wraps when they were able to get back there.
We're going to talk a lot about, you know, the things that went wrong and obviously how they, you know, back-to-back shutouts and all that good fun stuff. But I think some of the positives are like Christian Allegro coming back out and saying, hey, this means something to me. There were certain guys, as you said, Billy, you don't want to single out too many individuals or whatever. I think there were at least a handful of guys out there. Cooper Catalano's name came up, you know, a handful of times. We mentioned Sean West, things like that. I think there were a handful of guys out there that you can tell it still means something to them. They have the want to. They want to finish this thing off in the right way, whatever that right way is.
Lance, I think that's a tough thing when you're in a game like this. Who doesn't want to go out and compete against the number one team in the country, right? Who doesn't want to take every opportunity in front of them to put something on tape? And there were individual performances, I think, today that you will be able to look back on. And this is one of those films that you heard Luke Fickell just a couple of moments ago with Mike Heller talk about it, that, you know, you pull some positives. You have to. That's how you go through each and every week here in college football. There are some positives out there, but in a game in which you get 9 first downs, it's hard to find a ton of them. And the Badgers were outmatched and outclassed here today by the number one team in the land and shut out again at home from a couple of notes. First time since 1977 that has happened back-to-back games for the Badgers.
And we had that weird one that we both kind of dug up on the same date. Ohio State beat them 56-0. So if you want to look at one tiny silver lining, wasn't as bad back in 1975, that long ago on the same date. Now, there were other games that were even worse than that. 59-0 at one point in 2014, I believe, or whatever
Big Ten
it was.
Championship game,
but as far as this date goes, 1975, 56-0, and then the back-to-back shutouts. So, those are some things that I'm sure we'll focus on as the time goes along.
Impressive performance here today from Ohio State. Going to go inside the locker room still as well and hear from some Badger players after the game, and Mike Heller's locker room reports coming up here as we continue to discuss what we all just watched. And the celebration at halftime was phenomenal. You heard Matt and Mark talk about it, and hopefully the celebration for those Rose Bowl champion teams will go long into the night. And then I imagine when enjoying some more of those celebrations, you know, generally you solve a lot of the world's problems.
Were they talking about Wandos or something?
I was guessing that was probably where that was going to go. But you know how those conversations go, Lance. First it comes into celebrating and remembering all the good times and the memories, and then you're solving all the world's problems.
Well, yeah, and then 50% of it's true, and then the next year 40% of it's true because it's like a fishtail.
And nobody takes notes.
And those guys are like Ric Flair. It's like party all night, stay a little longer. You know, they're closing the place down.
Well, and you mentioned it, the fish tail of what exactly they all discuss here tonight might get lost in a number of fish bowls some particular point, no doubt about it. Badgers fall tonight 34-0 to the number one team in the land, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Stay with us. We're live from Camp Randall Stadium. He's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. This is the local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame. This is the postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin Ford Dealers. It continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ooh, I love Minnesota.
This is Hero Gravel.
The lamps on bluffs, incredible.
Minnesota is a cyclist stream.
Here's the good part.
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
That was a fun ride.
What a view.
There's hiking.
I love how pretty all the different colors are layered.
And then there's fall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise.
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Getting together with friends and family is one of life's greatest joys. But with the rise in misleading rumors that have sparked some confusion and worry about vaccines, our treasured community immunity could be at risk. Vaccines are one of the greatest innovations in modern medicine. Vaccines prompt children's immune systems to recognize and resist a disease. By making sure your child's immune system is ready to activate, vaccines help your child stay active, healthy, and safe. And high rates of immunization stop preventable diseases from spreading through our families, schools, and communities. It's true. Together, we are all healthier when everyone is vaccinated. So let's get together and let's thrive together. Talk with your pediatrician today about keeping up or catching up on routine childhood immunization. This message is brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Some things in life are preventable.
Ooh, gas station sushi, yum!
That's preventable.
I'm just gonna tell my boss what I really think of him.
Oh boy.
That's preventable.
Hmm, maybe a face tattoo would look good.
Ah, that's preventable too. The Colorectal Cancer Alliance wants you to know a lot of things in life are preventable. Colon cancer is common and deadly, but that's also preventable.
Oh my gosh, it's a bear! Let's get a selfie with it.
Also preventable. The Alliance is doing its part to end colorectal cancer. Now, do yours. Get involved. And if you're 45 or older, talk to your doctor about the colon cancer screening options available to you.
Betcha I can eat 50 hot dogs in an hour.
Preventable!
Actually, Your Honor, I'm representing myself.
Go to colorectalcancer.org to learn more. That's colorectalcancer.org. And together, we can save lives.
Hey, honey.
Oh, no.
Check this out.
No.
WLAK, 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
34-0 the final here tonight. Ohio State all over the Wisconsin Badgers as the university celebrated the Rose Bowl championships of...
Yeah, can we talk about that, Billy?
I was just going to say, I mean, we could continue. We could talk
multiple
more
segments
about those celebrations. We could continue to rehash some more frustrations with the offense. Or we could talk a little bit about the defense and some positives that did happen, albeit in a dismal result here, Lance Allen. Christian Allegro, you heard the head coach talking about it, breaking his arm during the game, coming out clubbed up into the second half, re-clubbed.
He was in
up.
The club, he was but not in that effect.
He was in the club. He had coupons to get into the club. He had coops, baby, as Dane Cook used to say. He gets himself back
into the game.
Took the
velvet rope back. Let
man,
him
that
in.
Was awesome to be able to watch. Just the heart of a young man that obviously game result far from in doubt
I think, Billy, we've talked about him literally every week. He's very consistent. One of the few playmakers they have, obviously. And then the other thing with him is, just that want to. And every single week we've had discussions where he could literally be the defensive player of the week. And I know a couple of times, someone else has stood out or someone else has made some plays or whatever. And it's not a one-man team or a one-man defense. But legitimately, would you agree that we could probably make him the defensive player of the week almost every single week of this season so far?
No doubt. And I mean, I think it's been a challenge to name someone else because he's just always around the ball, always in the mix. And again, when we talk about making the most of a really incredible opportunity when you're playing the number one team in the land, you do take some solace in those moments, and you're excited for a young man that's able to do that, put some stuff on film that, again, we were in a press box today, Lance Allen, that was littered with NFL scouts and dignitaries for a reason.
Yes.
And a lot of people want to see a lot
impression.
Of players in here.
That leaves an impression. There's no doubt about it. And then we did briefly mention in the previous segment, Cooper Catalano from Germantown, another young man, very impressive. I've talked to him a couple
of
times.
Him and Mason Posey.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that guy right there, he's got a lot going for him, made some plays today, and that there's another person going forward that you kind of want to see more of.
And frustrating, obviously, the news earlier today that Billy Edwards is going to be out again and not in uniform kind of puts serious question if he's going to play next week, I would doubt. And at that point, as these losses stack up, Lance, it becomes further and further of a becomes more and more of a realization that his season might be over at some point. And Hunter Simmons and Danny O'Neill, Simmons gets the bulk of the work here today, but both quarterbacks left something to be desired, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and Luke Fickell said that that was the plan going in, that Danny O'Neill was going to get some time. But, you know, to me, and I know there have been programs and there have been teams that have done the switcheroo on the quarterback and kind of rotated some guys through or whatever, but it just never seems like, for the most part this year, they've consistently had that same voice in the huddle, that same guy, you know, pulling the trigger, that same guy making the calls. And I think that also, we've harped on it, but we'll continue to harp on it, because what is the identity of this offense? What is the identity of this team? And I don't think you can fully get it or grasp it because of the different voices and the different people under center.
Well, some trickeration here today was a reason why the crowd was able to get to their feet and sideline got juiced up. You're looking for times to get everybody excited, and a good rallying moment came from a very unlikely source. We'll discuss that on the other side. He's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. The local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame continues in a moment here from Camp Randall Stadium. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit fsc.com to learn more.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
It's a bird bash at Pottawatomie. Thursdays, you could win up to $50,000 cash in the Bird Bash game show. Just play with your rewards card this October for a chance to win. Wouldn't you like to rake in a huge pile of cash? Bird Bash, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info at pottawatomie.com/birdbash. Must be 21 years old to play.
And White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
Live from Camp Randall Stadium, it's the Ford Dealers postgame show, local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. It's time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. And came from an unlikely source. And I don't necessarily know if it was planned, but Lance Allen, it sure worked out when punter Sean West decided to call his own number, scramble, and pick up a 4th and 19 with a nice little juke and a little hesitation step to get across the 30-yard line. Started that one at his own 16. Smooth with it for the big pickup for the Highlander.
Not a favorable down and distance. It's not 4th and 26, not to bring up bad memories, but 4th and 19.
My goodness.
4th and 19. That's a little crazy. And, yeah, the pride of the Homestead Highlanders, Sean West. And how about that? He's averaging 55.5 yards per punt, long of 62 in addition to that play. But the problem, Billy, is, as we've talked about before, and we've talked about it with other teams, so you got to call it like you see it or whatever. If you're talking about switching out punters and you got punter problems or punter issues or punter switches or whatever, you probably got a lot more problems in a lot of other areas as well. But we give credit where credit's due. Sean West, pride of Homestead. Great day for him.
Yeah, and generally when he supplies one of the more exciting offensive plays from the punting position, probably not a positive. However, you're always going to celebrate a play like that. And listen, punters are people too.
Yes,
and
they
when they make a play like that, you got to celebrate.
Last I checked, Pat McAfee makes a whole boatload of money.
We are efforting to make sure that Pat McAfee sees that play, because if anybody needs to see that play and would love to see it from the pride of Homestead High School, Sean West, I think McAfee would definitely like that. I think that one fits into
the brand deal
going on there. It was a phenomenal moment on the sideline as well. Actually, I think the Badgers had to call a timeout because excitement and getting the offense back on the field. They had already sat down, started their post-drive routine, and the Badgers quickly got into a sudden change. That was a bright spot today in one filled with lowlights. Badgers fall today to the number one team in the country, the Ohio State Buckeyes, who were, as advertised today, reigning defending national champions for good reason. And they defended it with pride here today.
They applied the Shamrock.
No doubt about it. And we're going to do a lot more of that throughout the night.
Well, think about this.
Apply the Shamrock like they did.
Think about this as well, Billy. You know, Ohio State's average margin of victory is basically 26 points, 25.8 over an 11-game winning streak. And then the Badgers, unfortunately, because of what's going on by them, they've lost their last 5 games by an average margin of almost the same amount, 25.2. And once again, it's just offensively 13.3 points per game average, the lowest average for any Power 4 program right now for Wisconsin. So they just, it was a bad combination today. You know, could have been worse, but it wasn't great. Let's
no,
put it, that way.
It was far from it. A lot more positives, hopefully, on the horizon. Our energizing performance of the game was brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Go inside the locker room with Mike Heller as he's standing by with Badgers linebacker, defensive lineman Daryl Peterson after tonight's loss.
Daryl, one of the things that Coach Fickell was talking about after the game, both in the locker room and then in my interview, was not quitting. Yeah. And, you know, that's... like, it would seem like it's kind of a silly question. It's not when you get to this point. So how do you protect for that in the locker room, and what did you see in that way today?
I think it shows we did not quit. Even the last touchdown they got, they had to work for it. And offense, I think, probably had their best drive at the end of the game. So I think just continuing to, you know, like, I think Coach Fickell done a great job emphasizing that, you know, win or lose, we still have a lot to play for. Whether it be, like, you know, guys wanting to have a chance in the NFL. Like, they're going to look at these games, and they're not going to look at what the score is. They're going to look at what you're doing in those games. And guys that will be back next year, you know, building off of, you know, even wins or losses, building off of these things like that. So I think continuing to know that guys have a lot to play for, I think it's kept guys motivated even in tough times.
Daryl, that's the best team in the country. They're the national champions. Mm-hmm. They're undefeated this year, ranked number one. How do you measure against that? And can you measure and take positives from it?
Yeah, I think we made a lot of mistakes today as well. I can't speak for the offense, but defensively we made a lot of mistakes. And I don't think they were 34 points better than us. I know, obviously, like you said, number one team in the country, but we made a lot of mistakes that, you know, I think led to touchdowns or big plays on third down. We got a lot of third downs today. So we'll look and we'll get better from that. But, I mean, I think we measure up as where, you know, we execute a little better. Maybe that's a different game. Not saying, you know, outcomes different. You know, who knows? But I think execution is something we got to continue to look at, especially, you know, defensively. You got to continue to execute, and I think – you know, some outcomes will be different had we executed, you know, 11-for-11.
Everybody knew this was going to be a very challenging month. There's another game in this month on the road at Oregon. How do you, as a leader, look at tomorrow and then the work week that gets you ready for Oregon and where you are?
I'm excited. I think, especially this is my last year, so I don't really have time to sit back and think about losses or what I could have done better. And I was, you know, obviously I can look at this game, but, you know, I look what can we do better, and then we move on. You know, there's no need to be able to think about, oh, we've lost four in a row or five, or whatever the case may be. I think we continue to, I think, rally the troops and continue to let guys know. I think, and I have to be that guy relaying the message from Coach Fickell that we have a lot to play for, whether people believe it or not. And I have to continue to show that in practice, like you said, practice, workouts, whatever the case, meetings. Continue to show that I have life to be able to give life to everybody else on the team.
And that fight is for one another, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, that's been the big emphasis, you know, doing what we do together. Win or lose, you know, we got to go out fighting. And I think that's been the, even in off-season training and things of that sort, you know, fighting together. So I think no matter win or lose, we got to continue to do that.
Last one for you. They're all special. You only get 12 in a year in opportunities. Mm-hmm. But this one against a team that you grew up by, was it a little bit special for you today?
Yeah, I mean, always good to play those guys. And I think even more so now that they're the number one team in the country, being able to play against those guys. Know a couple of them. You know, to be able to go out there and play, you know, it was fun. Obviously, wish the outcome was different, but obviously always fun playing those guys and seeing where I'm at.
DP, thank you. Appreciate it. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Daryl. Good stuff from a very, very good dude in that locker room. And you want to talk about guys, Lance, that you want to represent your program. Daryl Peterson's top
I
of the
should
list.
Have included him on the Allegro, you know, Catalano, all that, whatever list, whatever. But on the other side, and I think you hinted at it, you got to give credit where credit's due. Julian Sand, and I'm one of the Heisman Trophy voters or whatever, like, he definitely vaulted his name up that list by going 36 of 42 today. And Carnell Tate, with what he did, you know, two touchdowns, 111 receiving yards. Jeremiah Smith, 13 catches, 97 yards. I mean, it's just they've only allowed, and then defensively, they've only allowed 41 points through seven games. It's the fewest by any FBS team since 2000 in 25 years. I mean, they're doing historic stuff to defend their national championship. So, you know, for Wisconsin, it was going to be a tall task regardless. It was very tough sledding today. There's no doubt about it.
One of the only losses that Ohio State has gotten in suffered in the last 2 years was at the stadium where the Badgers will head to next week. A one-point loss at Autzen Stadium against the Ducks. They did lose to Michigan on their home field in that rivalry game last year that was just before the playoffs, but just shows the caliber of the two opponents in back-to-back weeks that the Badgers
right now
on.
Oregon rolling Rutgers 28-3 on their home field right now in the late second quarter, but already up 28-3.
So maybe you again looking for positives, looking for hope, looking for optimism. Rutgers flying, or Oregon flying all the way to Piscataway. That's got to be one of the longest flights in the country.
Coast to coast, baby.
Pillar to post.
That's pillar to post. Beating them from pillar to post. That's the way you fly around in the Learjet, whatever company you're working for.
Oh, come on now. Well, listen. For as long as we will, as long as we can.
Learfield, Learjet. There you go.
That is Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. We'll wrap things up here from Camp Randall on the network side. Got a lot more on the local conversation after tonight's game. Badgers fall 34-0 to the Ohio State Buckeyes. More of the Wisconsin, the local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. It's coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My name is Emma. I am 13 years old. 6 years ago, I was injured in a car accident that left me paralyzed from the waist down. Once I completed rehab, my mom applied for a canine companion service dog. Last January, I finally got to meet my service dog, Marcia, who quickly developed a very strong bond. Together, we go to my horseback riding lessons, school band practice, swim meets, and archery classes. Together, we pick vegetables, and we like to cut flowers. I love Marcia. She makes me feel like together we can do anything. I can't imagine life without her. She's a part of the family. We are just one of the thousands of teams Canine Companions has paired together over the past 50 years. With your help, we can continue for another 50. Visit canine.org to see the many ways you can change lives.
So I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
Wrapping things up here from Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium. Badgers fall here tonight. 34-0, the final. Badgers were down 17-0 at half. Are you math majors here, or like Lance Allen alum, you know that that's equal opportunity. 17 in each, and the Badgers were outpaced. I've said outclassed in the game. There's certain times, Lance, where, listen, that is one of the best programs in the country. It's right. One of, I think, you know, the five or six blue bloods in the sport. Yep. There's many a time where a lot of programs – you can see a separation of power, yes. Right? There's a couple of levels to it. Today you saw a couple of those levels here today.
No doubt. No doubt about it. I think, you know, it was going to be an enormous task to even think about pulling the upset like what they did against number one Ohio State when J.J. Watt was here 15 mm-hmm. years ago, and you got the Rose Bowls and whatever. And I will say this, you know, being out in L.A., it brought back a lot of good memories for me of the Rose Bowls. And when people, Billy, would say, hey, aren't you sick of going to the Rose Bowl, like the back-to-back years in 98, 99, or remember the three in a row and things like that, I'd be like, are you crazy? Like, how on earth could you be sick of going to that venue, Rose Bowl, whatever? And it just seems like, obviously, it's been a minute, it's been a moment, whatever, and maybe eventually this program will get back to that level, but today is not that day. But it did bring back a lot of those memories with the team here and being out in L.A. and all that good fun stuff.
Yeah, and when I was growing up, I remember a lot of people telling us about it and how amazing it was to think of the Badgers in the Rose Bowl. You don't want to ever get back to the point where people are thinking that far-fetched of the opportunity.
Correct.
Right? To be like, man, I can't even fathom that. There will be better days, and it'll have to turn around. You heard Luke Fickell say it, and certain guys being a part of it. There's some young players out on that field here today that got some promise. But you got to be able to build upon it and got to bring in more. And you got to be much more competitive against the upper echelon teams than you had here today. You get another shot at it next week. Oregon, as advertised
another
again,
top 10 team.
One of the top 10 teams
and,
right now.
And as of right now, they're marching down the field once again.
Oh, they're just beating the brakes off of the Scarlet right. Knights right now.
28-3 midway through the second quarter, and I think they're probably going to on their way to scoring once again.
Well, we'll be waiting for the game time and the uniform announcement for the Oregon Ducks as they make that must-see TV. We'll wait until when the TV networks decide. We'll kick this one off next week in Eugene, Oregon, one of the greatest venues in the sport, no doubt about it. Autzen Stadium, Dan Lanning's Ducks are on the horizon for the Wisconsin Badgers, who once again here today fall 34-0 to the Ohio State Buckeyes. Thanks to Aisha Jackson, Dave McCann for producing here tonight, and everybody a part of our broadcast. It was a phenomenal one starting up with Mike Heller earlier on, and we thank Mike Heller for his contributions as well on the postgame report. Matt and Mark, phenomenal job. Patrick Herbs down on the sidelines, and as well Mark Tauscher for, you know, playing hurt, which yeah. I do think his broadcast partner was kind of throwing him under the bus a little bit. Lance,
yeah.
I thought Tausch was very okay.
Tausch was doing great today.
Pro's pro.
He's a pro's pro.
Offensive linemen know how to party and show up the next day.
Well,
that's generally a trait.
If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And that's the way I figure
this
Tausch
man knows
was.
How to roll.
Oh, yeah.
And I can imagine still some celebrations here into Madison, even though the football game did not give a whole lot to celebrate. We will continue the post-game reaction with all of you on the talk and text line as well as we go on to the local side here in Madison on 1310 WIBA here in Madison, streaming worldwide on the iHeart Audio platform. On the iHeart Audio app, just go search 1310 WIBA, and you'll find more of our conversation here tonight as we continue the Badger football postgame show. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Lance Allen, this is Bill Schmidt, hoping you'll join us next week, Saturday, October 25th, as the Badgers take on the Oregon Ducks from Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trigby, she's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's Current Affairs from a Working Class.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor, also the creator of the Recombobulation Area. We're talking about the $1.74 billion West Leg segment of I-94 that they're going to be starting November 3rd. Planned long-term closures include one lane in each direction, the Hawley Road interchange, southbound 175, 68th Street ramp to eastbound 94, the ramp from 175 to Frederick Miller Way. That's going to screw me up in the morning. Yes, and so it's going to start and last until 2033. So if you'd like to join us at 855-752-4842. Richard from Waukesha has been very patient. Good morning, Richard. What do you want to say?
Good morning. I think the people are going to have to start thinking about stacking lanes above. You know, the invention of the high-rise is a economical invention, and you could either put buses or trains up above, and it creates more footage for less cost.
Well, as Dan said, they entertained the idea of a triple-decker thing, and it ended up being not feasible. And
yes, yeah, so the Scott Walker's administration proposed this like double-decker version of the expansion of this freeway, and it was far, far more expensive than it would be to just widen the lane and all of that, or to not widen the lane, also less expensive. Yeah. But yeah, that's it. You know, so I think we should be more open to creative solutions, though, than just saying, "Well, widen, we've always done it this way. Let's widen it. It's never worked anywhere, but maybe it'll work here.
This time will be different." Yeah. Right. Tom from West Allis. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say about this?
Good morning, everyone. I'll try and make this quick. I got a few points. First, back when they were widening 43, Earl had talking about this. And basically, I told him all that widening 43 is going to do is get people who live in Mequon home about 5 minutes quicker.
Yeah.
All that money being spent. And they're still working on that thing. And it drives me insane when I go down either 41 or 43 and I see nothing happening, or I see maybe three people working on it. For that kind of money, I-94, the amount of money they're spending, they should be working on that 24/7.
It's
such a major artery, and to close it down and screw it up for that long, how much commerce is lost by truckers and people who have places to be having to be held up in traffic because they're just sputtering around on all that. That drives me insane. And real quick, about, you were talking about rail and all that. There is an abandoned rail line just south of 94. There's no reason, it's a bike lane, bike path. Now, there's no reason why they couldn't utilize that and run that. Starts up over by UPS on Blue Mountain Road. You could run that all the way down that way with parking and everything, and run that right down to like Canal Street and right down to the intermodal station. There's no reason why that couldn't be, because it goes past the stadium, it goes past everything, all these attractions they could run by, and people would use it, even to get to a Brewers game.
Thanks a lot, Tom. We really appreciate it.
We have what we spend money on. If we spent $2 billion on rail in Milwaukee, people would have options to use rail or buses.
Remind me who killed the rail project. That'd
have been Scott Walker.
That was Scott Walker. Well, right.
And Tom brings up a good point, too. You're going to have the 94 project. You're going to have that smaller project. You're going to have the national project. And 41 is still under construction.
Yep.
Like, there is so much happening in Milwaukee County. It's going to be, it's going to be impossible. And this project during the Brewers season?
It's going to be a nightmare. That's why they're stopping it. That's why they're waiting to start it until after the season.
Yeah,
now.
But even so, we're looking at 2033. This is going to be around for a really long time. Yeah. And it wasn't until I was actually reading all of these closures that I'm thinking, geez, I leave for work right now at 5:45. I'm going to have to leave at 5:15.
I'm moving to Racine.
Yes, but Jane, in 8 years, your commute will be 5 minutes shorter.
Well, it's all worth it then.
Guys, just go with me here.
In 8 years, people from Waukesha can get to Milwaukee 5 minutes shorter on their commute. That's the biggest problem that Milwaukee faces.
Because, you know,
is shortening the average commute time, which is not particularly long as it is, from 25 minutes to 20 minutes.
And
that's the biggest
Waukesha
problem Milwaukee faces. Not crime or education disparities or lack of public investment in transportation. Not all of those other things. No, our biggest issue is commute times. For suburban commuters.
Look at the lobbyists.
That's exactly what
it is.
Yes.
Well,
yep.
Follow
that's
the
exactly
money.
What
it's always about follow the money. And
the guy, actually, I interviewed the guy who was the lead advocate for this at the MMAC, and he asked, since getting this project passed, he became the lead lobbyist for the road builders.
Shocking.
The revolving door of lobbyists.
Yep. Shocking.
Yeah.
What a great job.
Should be a lobbyist. I could talk to people and get things done. Mm-hmm. I love lots of roads.
News is coming up next. And then when we return, there's an article in the Cap Times that we're going to kick around. Also, the Nope Kings rally, which is set for tomorrow. One side seems very, very upset about this. I wonder why.
Hmm. Do you think they'll have a Yes Kings rally?
No, a Yas Kings.
No, it'll be Please King. Please King. Stay with us.
Bring your boots.
Ugh. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer.
No justice, no kings, no justice.
No kings protests across the country. It's the second one this year. More than 2,600 events nationwide. It's all being done to, in their words, fight back against what demonstrators call an abuse of power by the Trump administration. A massive evacuation in Alaska after a powerful typhoon in the far North Pacific. The typhoon pushed the waters of the Bering Sea onto the southwest shores of the state. ABC's Jacqueline Lee reports.
It's been a week since more than 6 feet of storm surge and 100-mile-an-hour winds destroyed homes, killing at least one person. At least two still missing. Remote coastal towns only accessible by air or water were hit the hardest.
More than 1,000 people have already